Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live, 3/31/2023. It's a live show on a Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start this out tonight. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, will you strike blows against those who are operating the weather warfare weapons that are causing all of the warfare, the weather warfare trouble all across this land? It is too diverse. It is too widespread. It is too intense. And it misses certain areas, goes around this area, that area. Lord Jesus, if you see those that are operating those 72 atmospheric heaters, those 72 Tesla howlers, those 72 harp-like devices that correspond to the 72 goetic demons, Lord Jesus, will you strike down those that are using that weaponry against the United States? Russia is an expert at it. Red China can do it, but Russia is the expert. This is asymmetrical warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And I will tell you, Lord Jesus, will you go to those people in Mississippi and Alabama, and then now today in Little Rock, where I think over 600 people have been injured, and in Des Moines, and in all the other towns and cities where, widespread, Lord Jesus, that the weather is so infirm, it is so terrible and bad. Lord Jesus, will you smooth out, and will you change back our weather patterns to what they used to be, the more normal weather patterns, the jet stream and all of that, instead of the artificially induced, instead of the artificially created stuff that's being done. Lord Jesus, in your name, I pray, will you strike down those, Lord, that are causing the weather weapons to be hitting all of the towns. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just like being bombed, is it not? You have all the homes destroyed, all the things torn up, the farms, the businesses, the roads, every kind of a thing. And that is no different than if you drop bombs down onto this place. It is the same, only it can be then hidden. It can then be hidden. And then also, you can have Luciferians at the top slots, possibly, allegedly, in the top slots of the United States intelligence and the military and executive branch, who are also in league with Lucifer, who are also in league with the Red Chinese and the Russian and the Iranian, and who are in league with Lucifer himself, who wants to see Ordo Web Chao. Out of the chaos comes the order. And then in the midst of it, he wants the blood sacrifice. Over 18 years ago, I told you that what they were trying to do is to create a blood sacrifice and to kill off about 7 billion people on the planet, and leave only 500 million. Remember the Georgia Guidestones, right? Population planet Earth, 500 million in perpetuity, right? That Lucifer wants the blood sacrifice so he can garner up as many souls as he possibly can and to boost his devil power to then to try and undertake a counterfeit of Lord Jesus' role as the Messiah. And already I'm starting to hear people talking about him, Lucifer coming back, and all of that. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And then now we understand that there are U.S. troops on the way into the Middle East, all right? U.S. troops on the way to the Middle East. And I tell you what, we're looking right at the Gog-Magog War, Ezekiel 38-39, all right? Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, and the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. For all those masons out there, don't you have your guard is Tubal Cain, all right, at your doorway or whatever, Tubal Cain, T-U-B-A-L? Or is it Tubal Cain? Is it Cain that was then born out of a test tube back in the days of the ancient times when the Luciferian, when the fallen angels were doing their business with all of the genetics? And I will turn thee back, and I will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer, part of Gomer, France. The quail, and I talked about that over 18 years ago. Steve said that Gomer is part of France. Germany and France, that area there, were probably basically Gomer. And he said back then that in the end times that eventually France and Germany would side with Russia. And believe me, the French just bought liquid natural gas from the Red Chinese. Only it was Russian liquid natural gas that was sent to China that then they sold to the French. So you see, Red China Joe, it's like a little circle jerk there. Red China Joe, whose son took $1.45 billion, don't you know, allegedly from the Chinese Communist Party bank, one of them. And so that basically, in a sense, you bought a president. Allegedly. So then all the things are set up to weaken the United States in the favor of the Red Chinese. And at the same time, worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see? And to bring on the Gog Magog warned to usher in the Antichrist. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Gomer and all of his bands, the House of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee, be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. It's gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up unto the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. And we're hitting and seeing that the midst of the land is being hit by this stuff. We have saboteurs from the Russian Spetsnaz, some of which, if you recall, Abomination of Desolation hired battalion of Russian Special Forces, Spetsnaz, to come to the United States. They went and trained at Fort Carson, Colorado. They trained with U.S. Army, Rangers, and different people. All right? They were involved in drills where they were going to be the ones that were going to save the Cheyenne Mountain and save the underground of the Denver Airport from the clutches of those Christian white supremacist veterans who were constitutionalists. And they even had a drill where they inserted them in that. And now some of them are still here and are being paid by the black budget. The ultra black budget. All right? And then I told you last night, I'm going to tell you again. No such. You want to know how the saboteurs that you're not even aware are here in the United States doing these train derails, doing these big fires, dumping chemicals into the rivers, popping the chemical plants, flying the drones over the refineries in Louisiana, being caught along the road in Texas, where the red Chinese are in the car with the woman who's taken six of them or five of them to Houston, and they got nothing in their pockets. No ID, no pocket litter, no keys, no money, nothing. All right? And you see them now. Now we're finding people in caves down along the southern border, all in camouflage. All of these saboteurs. You want to know how they're talking to each other? I told you last night, in case any of your 30 pieces of silver people didn't put it up the line to you. It's called an old type of way of doing a multiplex signal. It's an old kind of way that they used to do it in the ham world, the signals world. They used to do it, and it's called AUTEX, A-U-T-E-X, AUTEX. And it's a way that they used to do the multiplex, like a brrp or a brrp, beep, 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 brrp, brrp, just a quick burst signal. But in those days, the way they used to use it, you could see who the originator was and who it was going to. And in some days, they used to do the burst signal when they used to have a bunch of the hams in a group or up on the hillsides or doing drills or that kind of stuff. They would send a signal from one place with the AUTEX, and then it would go out to all the people. But in those days, you could see who was going to as well. But now it's being done, and it's being done encrypted. But nobody at the NOSUCH, at the NSA, seems to understand that all that's there. They're looking for some kind of thing, and then the FBI is saying, well, we're watching all the social media, and we're watching the cell phones, and bop, bop, bop. Well, let me tell you what. You got saboteurs in this country blowing up these plants, all of these food processing plants, all the train derails, all the fires, the giant stuff, all of it going on, dumping the stuff into the water here, there, and the everywhere. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is being done, and just like I told you that the Red Chinese or the Russians were using the message board, the old ham message board, where you could go up for free, put a message on it. Nobody checked it. Nobody cared. You just would put a message on it. Well, that has been now being watched after we put the word out about that. I also talked about the helicopters and for all the families of the wonderful warrant officers and soldiers that went down in those two helicopters. I pray that the Lord Jesus will receive your loved ones in heaven, and that they'll have everlasting life with him. And I will also say this, just like the possibility of the green fog that was on the two helicopters on Navar Beach area, who had, they'd come from Eglin. And then the green electronic fog, I talked about it last night. I'm going to talk about it again because off Hawaii, you're seeing all these red Chinese using these weird green lasers and stuff all the time. Now, isn't it interesting that we can't get a hypersonic missile going because, oh boy, isn't it interesting that the target area is off Hawaii over there? So when the B-52 shot this last one, by the time it gets out there on the initial thing, then it's supposed to go to the next phase of speed, the next Mach 5, 10, 12, whatever it's supposed to be, and then jig-jag, zigzag around. Well, somebody's interfering with it. The electronic warfare capabilities are being used in the United States against U.S. military helicopters. We had another one crash not long before that also against the aircraft, all right? Get with it. NSA, EIEIOs, you want to protect the United States against enemies? The enemies are not. The enemies are not Christians. They're not Donald Trump. The enemies are the Russians, the Red Chinese. But then again, you've allowed a president, allegedly, have his son bribed in the billions of dollars. And since then, millions after that. And so how do you think out here in the world anybody believes anything you say? And I'm going to tell you what, don't cooperate with any of these feds. Don't cooperate with them ever again, because they're lying, scumbag, pieces of crap. And if you're a good guy and you're in there, then go get you a truck driving job or something. Go be a good deputy sheriff in a local area. To heck with serving Lucifer and his little bouffant hairdo masters from Saranac Lake, or his hut gelled hair buddy Buttich. I used to talk to Ted Gunderson in the old days a number of times. Gunderson knew who the enemy was, and he also knew it was the New World Order. He also knew that it was the Luciferian scumbag, pedophiles, and evil people. But you guys don't today, because you've joined them. And then you go to the WEF because you want to be the secret police to Klaus Schwab. Well, you know what? I bet you we could get some robots and download the AI into them and call them all, I don't know, what do you call yourself, BIP or BIF or whatever. And we could even give you honorary degrees and CPA degrees and law degrees and make you into FBI agents, because you guys don't need to work. You've got the AI doing it for you now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. You need to become your own general store, your own automotive garage, your own home improvement or your lumber yard. You need to become your own drugstore to get medical supplies, all of the things. You need to prepare to be able to withstand what's going to come here. And what's going to come here is going to be no lights, going to be bad water, all right? No electricity, you see. No, probably natural gas, unless it just is burning fires in the sky as it runs wild. So what do you have to do to prepare for that? Well, you can look to that on your own accord, and you need to think about that and pray to the Lord Jesus to instruct you as to what to do. Do you bug out? Do you leave now? Do you sell your stuff? Or do you leave all your money in the bank and says, well, we'll see, all right? If you do not have at least a year's supply of food for your family and your extended family, like your children or grandchildren, and it should be more than that if you possibly could afford it, but if you can't afford any of it, then at the very least, you can buy, you know, three more cans or two more cans of chunky soup a week. Store them up as best you can, because each one of those cans of the chunky soup or the Progresso, you know, beef barley or vegetable beef or whatever it is, or the clam chowder, each one of those is a ration for one day. Now, I was talking to a good buddy up there in the old mountains of the eastern mountains up there in the Alleghenies. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, there's all kind of stuff, the mundane things that you could save. Like additional wool socks, underwear. All right. If you had a pedal sewing machine, and these are things that could have a job after the lights go out, and they may not come up for another 18 months or 2 years or 3 years. Or ever. It could be a long time before the lights could come back on the power grid if they knock it out. So what I'm trying to say is that you could have a pedal sewing machine. I think Lehman's has a pedal sewing machine. Some people still have the old Singers and stuff from the old days where you pedaled them. There was no electricity and you pedaled them. And you need the bobbins. You need the rolls of threads of all the different types. You need patterns to make shirts or pants or whatever it is you want to make, a coat or a jacket or a dress or whatever, for men, women, children, teenagers, and the little kids. You need patterns. And then wouldn't it be nice if you had rolls or bolts of denim fabric? Rolls and bolts of denim fabric, camouflage fabric of maybe two or three different kinds, chambray shirts, khaki material, you know, gabardine, that kind of stuff. You can make camouflage BDUs. You can make coats. You could do all kind of stuff, and you would have you a career in terms of sewing that you would be able to make people different things. Or if they brought a fabric to you, you could do it. Anybody who's in the auto repair business, you could repair engines and all kind of stuff, and you could also have the oils, the 5W30s and all the different stuff ready and at the waiting. Any kind of medical materials like gauze and bandages and Band-Aids and alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, the blood clotting stuff that they use today, the big window or the big dressings for the chest, for a gaping chest wound, the books, the Gray's Anatomy, the how to do field surgery books, books like where there is no doctor, there is no dentist, all those kind of things where you can get and have the book. Not on the laptop. Have the book, but not on the laptop. Now, if you've got power and you're going to do that, and some people know how to store stuff on a laptop, and that's okay. But you've got to be able to make the power to get them back on to keep the battery charged to run them. Most people are not able to do that, but if you got the book, then you know where to do it. Encyclopedias. Who's going to tell you what the history of the world was or what the stuff is after 5, 6, 7 years where there are no schools unless you have the school, even if there's enough children to go to school? Lord Jesus said, you know, that if the for then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, what are we going to do after? We're just going to put up a long moan and cry. But I will tell you what, right now, while there's power in your body and in your mind and your spirit, and you know Lord Jesus is with you. And if you haven't known him, then you can repent of your sins right now and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. The dollar is getting destroyed right now as we speak. The deals are being done where they no longer using the dollar. They're using the Chinese yuan or renminbi in trade for oil and in other trades. We're using the Brazilian currencies, all the different people, even Kenya is not going to use the dollar. They're going to trade in their own currency. The dollar's going bye-bye. And what will that mean? That will mean greatly that you will not have the purchasing power you once have, because the strength of the dollar will not be there, because people no longer need to buy dollars at the national level of their business, of their countries, in order to have dollars to do trade with the United States. Well, what's the United States trading in? We don't have the factories. If they wanted to really do something right now, if the Republicans really want to do something, they could come out with a bill and say, let's start right now in these key industries. Let's put out all this money that Joe Biden wants to give to the transgender club or this club, or to give to the Red Chinese to build batteries with the stuff that they make, but They're just going to assemble them up in Michigan. Instead of that, why don't we say, okay, we're going to give subsidies to create steel mills again, to create all of the different manufacturing that used to be in this country. Let's bring back at least a few textile mills. Dude, now we're tearing down all the buildings. The Salvage Dog TV show goes in to get all the stuff out of the old mills, you know. We used to make it all. In the 50s, you got up in the morning, your socks, your underwear, your shoes, your shirt, your pants, your dress, your underwear, whatever it was, your lipstick, your, you know, for the ladies, your shampoo, your soap. It was made in America. The cars were made in America. The steels were made in America. Even into the space age, I can remember even small companies in little towns were making certain components and parts to give to the space race, to the NASA. If you go back and look at the amount that was spent as percentage of GDP on defense that made us strong, and that also gave other benefits, it's just unbelievable. But we don't have that kind of money anymore. We entered the war, World War II, created the Bretton Woods Agreement. Everybody's going to deal in dollars. We had beaten all the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians. We defeated all of that. We had the Soviets on the run. We had the atom bomb. And knew what it could do and had used it. We had all these people in arms. We had the space race going. We had all of it going. We made all of our stuff, the car companies, all of it. We had 56% of the industrial output of the planet, I think, in 1945 or 46. Everybody owed us money except for Finland. And now we own everybody else money and print more money. Or if you're going to print this money up, then print it up to build some new factories. So maybe if we went to war, we could make our own hypersonic missile. But I'm going to tell you what's going to have to do, and I'm going to talk now to Lockheed Martin. Lockheed, you made the TR-3Bs. Your Skunk Works, and then maybe some of the stuff. There's other things like that out of Northrop's Tehachapi, the Ant Farm, the Ant Hill. Y'all got all kind of stuff that you own as corporations to hide it from the FOIA Acts, the Freedom of Information Acts. It is now time to bring out the TR-3Bs, the TR-4s, and Park One, and let them go to town against the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians and show them what the heck they can do. Do a demonstration and turn something into a parking lot somewhere. But oh no, you want to go and dovetail it all in with Lucifer sitting down there in Antarctica. And with his fallen angel crew roaming through the banking world and the big world, you want to do all of that? Well, let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And for all of those who are with Jesus and he's with you, then you need to prepare and get your family ready to protect them against all evil. You need to be ready to stand in the gap against them, against the evil ones. Because they're coming to take up here to the unwalled villages. And they're already here. Already here. And then now they're arresting presidents. Now they're going after parents of school children. Oh boy. Now they're having trans, MK Ultra trans serial killer shooters. And they're doing stuff at the 33 address on the day of the big planetary alignment with a blood sacrifice of 3 children and 3 adults. That's 33 again, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, It's just amazing in terms of people. And I was telling somebody, we were trying to tell them there was the big fire on the river road, the west side by the Ohio there in Cincinnati. And we were telling somebody in Cincinnati, you know, about it. They said, well, that's over on the west side. We're on the east side. We don't worry about that. I thought to myself, oh, man, you know, this is sabotage. This is going down. And it'll be something else tonight, something else tomorrow, something else Sunday. It's going to come up. The weather is going to pass on through, and they're going to jam it up and jam it up and put the power into it with the atmospheric heaters or the Tesla howitzers, as they call them, or the harp-like devices. They're going to do it all. And you remember how I told you years ago, Brother Quayle was one of the first ones to ever talk about all of it. With his weather warfare books, what he used to do on Art Bell back then, telling about it. And the chemtrails, and Steve was the first one to even use the term the chemtrail. He has always been in the forefront, warning people about this stuff. And I told you that the HAARP devices and all the stuff that during Obama's era that he brought in, had the British and the French scientists, he also had and brought in the Russians. So I'm going to tell you, the people at the top of the Luciferian world, they're not Americans. They're not British. They're not this. They're not that. They work for Lucifer the Lightbringer. They want to destroy Christians. They're now doing it with their MKUltra programs down here at the lowest level, okay? And now they're doing it at a weather level. An asymmetrical level. They're doing it with, oh, it's just another train wreck. Oh, it's another fire. Oh, you know, another barge drifted off the mooring. Well, when you cut the rope or loose the rope off the mooring, then the barge is adrift. I mean, do they have to walk into the to the Italian seafood restaurant down there by Kentucky and Cincinnati, you know, on the border there on the river? Do they have to walk in there and announce themselves and say, hey, we're here, we're the Red Chinese saboteurs, or we're the Russian Spetsnaz? Can you give me a surf and turf? No! You got to be able to understand this for yourself, I'm going to tell you, because otherwise you will not know what season is. You don't know the exact time. I understand that. But you can know the season. You can know the season, can't you? What does Jesus say, that all of these are the beginning of sorrows? Well, what are they? What is he saying? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Are we hearing any of that? See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. People are going to starve and are starving. Do you need to get more food? If you got money in the bank, you got money in your 401k, and you don't know what to do with it, and you're worried about what's going on, and you do not have a year's supply of food, long-term storage food, plus other canned goods and other items, if you do not have like a small solar array or battery backup system or generators or inverters that you have also the gasoline or the fuel or to power them, if you do not have lamps with lamp oil, if you do not have the ability to another one of those things that I was trying to tell you, like the pedal sewing machine, somebody needs to get heels and soles and stitching material and other leather to repair shoes and boots. If you cannot get the ones where they cost too much to where you can repair the heels or the soles, in other words, the Goodyear welts and all that stuff, then buy additional boots of your sizes and other sizes. You need additional boots, all right, that you have at the ready. More socks, more underwear, more T-shirts, more pairs of slacks, pants, jeans, camouflage battle dress uniforms, fleece jackets, then the extended cold wear jacket with the over parka, all of that kind of thing, the gloves, nuclear, biological, chemical gear. And you know that they can still get, you go to that Myra Safety, M-I-R-A Safety, or you go up there to, I think still you can get approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com. You can take a look there and see if they've got them, but you can get the things to protect your dog or your cat. You can do a whole room, a whole house, like a room, take a room of your house and have a positive pressure system that will keep any of the bad stuff out. It will keep the room pressurized. Whether you've got radiation fallout, you got biological chemical stuff, you can do that. You got things for babies, baby ranger-like things, and then for young children, for just a little bit bigger than the babies. And then you got youth masks. You got youth gas masks and then full-blown gas masks. But you can do things to protect your family. But if nothing else, you got to have a Berkey water filtration system. I looked up the black Berkey filters. Each filter is good for about 3,000 gallons. So if you've got a Berkey system with two filters, that's good for 6,000 gallons with the two black Berkey filters in it. If you got four filters in it, then what do you got? 12,000 gallons, right? You can get bigger ones, smaller ones, all the different kind of things, but get extra. Be redundant on lighting. Be redundant on water. Be redundant on food. Water, not only water, but the ability to transport and store water. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe me. To me, the Federal Reserve notes, it could be silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, a little gold, a little platinum, a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I will tell you what, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, Brother Quail can get it to you quickly. Go to cquail.com, click through, or call him at 406-586-4840. You tell them Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or if you get Tyler or if you get Daryl, who's the manager of the storefront there in Bozeman, tell them old Hawk sent you and to get you some gold or get you some silver. I'm going to tell you, when it goes and the dollar goes out the bottom, if you've got the gold and it's going up through the roof, and then they do this thing possibly in April to where they're going to close the banks and do a bank holiday, possibly. I read that to you last night. The other people have been talking about it here, other sources. They're talking about by the end of April, it may all be done in terms of the old dollar and the U.S. economy and the whole bit, and that everything would be surveilled and checked upon by the Fed and the government. It would all be in digital currency only. Well, at some point in time, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is all going to go to barter. What other things can you barter? Boxes of screws, box of nails, nuts and bolts. You could have measuring tapes, okay? You could have yardsticks, rulers, measuring tapes. Interesting things like that. You could have gallons of primer and basic paint. That could be a stored up item. You can have knives, toothbrushes, shampoo, Dawn dish soap, which you can use for just about anything. If they can wash the little ducks, the oil off the little ducks or geese, then you can wash your hair, your eyes, or your body with it, right? But just to be on the safe side, get you some Ivory soap bars, because it's a more pure soap, not a chemicaled up, you know, type thing. So anyway, if the lights go out, and someday, as Brother Quayle used to say, someday there'll be that there'll be no man will be able to work, it'll all come to a standstill. And then at that point, what do you do? And then the next thing you probably hear is a street gang coming down the road, or a biker gang going, burp, 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 stop here. We'll go in there. I bet you they've got food. Let's go in and get them. Or it's the Red Chinese. We are here to help you, Yankee Dog. United Nations come and say, you give up gun, we give you food and take care of you. Ha ha! Bull crap! Brother Quayle will get you gold, it gets you silver. He also has the good private briefings and also the video. The new latest videos. Get those. Go to stevequayle.com, look at them, click through, order it up. And get any of his books that you can get, because you're going to want to explain it to it, how it all happened. When you're sitting in a cave somewhere or in a shanty shack, you know, out in the boondocks, where you made a little lean-to up there and you're sitting there with a small fire and with your kids or your grandkids, and you all are hungry and you're cooking a can of chunky soup, all right? And somebody, one of the kids says, well, Granddad, how did this all get so bad? You used to say this was the best country in the world and that we had so much and all of it. And then you can explain it. You can see through Brother Quayle's books. If you want to understand how to protect yourself, Crescent Carney, you can get the PDF and download it. CRESSONKEARNEY, Crescent Carney, with a forward by Dr. Edwin Teller. Free PDFs to download off the internet that will tell you how to survive a nuclear war. Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale. Go up to standdale.com. You can order from Holly up there. There's all kinds of books. No Such Thing as Doomsday. Back to Basics, all kind of things. You want to understand in a general sense where you can tell somebody who's not necessarily well-versed in what you're doing, then give them the book, The Fourth Turning by Strauss and Howe. We're in the fourth turning. It's going to go wow weasel. It's going that way. Going that way. Maps. If you can get maps, like, and I would suggest to you that you get the topographical maps for several states around you, your state, the next state, a state above, two states below, etc. Get all the topographical maps, ruler, protractors, all that kind of stuff so you can make courses and what have you. Compass. You need a couple different compasses, you see, because if you lose one, you may need another one. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of mundane things that you can get. Shoelaces, bootlaces, extra pairs of sneakers, you know. Extra pair of boots. I just think of the basic stuff. And then also ammunition, because you're going to need a lot of ammunition and a firearm to protect the things that you have and to protect your family and to protect your home and all of it against whoever comes to take it from you. This is no joke. This is no joke. And I pray that the Lord Jesus would, and our Father in heaven would stop this stuff. But that's not what the words of Lord Jesus say in the Bible. The red letter edition. What did I read you about? It's all the beginning of sorrows. We're already there in the beginning of sorrows. And the bad stuff's getting ready to come. The bad stuff is getting ready to come. We're in the beginning of sorrows, and it's pretty bad in some areas, isn't it? And for some people. But it's going to just get all kind of wild weasel. It's going to get all kind of wild weasel. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Just wears you out. Because there's all kind of stuff to do. And then I'll tell you, it will tend to paralyze you. As you think about it, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, you see. Overwhelming is right. But I'll tell you, Lord Jesus gave you the power to tread and to have dominion over scorpions and serpents and over the power of the evil one. Use it. Use your power. SteveQuayle.com, 406-586-4840. And there are still some good people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus in the world, where it's expanding. And that would be in Indochina. That's in Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, Myanmar, or Burma, you see. The mountain yards, the mountain tribes, the small little mountain villages. The Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. The Nunamakers are the most wonderful. They've been over there in Asia. They were over there for over 50 years as missionaries. And then now they come back to the United States because after the COVID and things, where they had lived in France to be easy to travel into the old French Indochine, you see. They're now back, but I will tell you what, they're still able to do Zoom calls and all kind of stuff, and they're able to still get the Bibles and songbooks delivered in the languages of the individual mountain villages in Indochina. Anything is most needed and welcome for them. Send it to Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067, and may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of nice people listen to this show that have, I think, sent a little bit along the way, and we've helped to provide some Bibles to some people who are on fire for the Lord. And they're starting house churches and everything in countries where it's still basically illegal to be a Christian, which now it's becoming almost illegal to be one here. What did Lord Jesus say? He said, you will be hated by all people for my name's sake, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you can stand up. If you're with them, you can stand in the gap. You can put on the full armor of God, but you can also put on your PASGAD armor, your PASGAD helmet, and your level 4 body armor. You can be ready to repel what comes at you. You can be the minute man or the minute woman or the minute kid. You can be that who would stand in the gap against the evil when it comes, or when they come to cordon and search your block and to try to take everybody's guns. Well, let me tell you what. I read to you last night the Declaration of Independence, didn't I? Let me just read that part, that last part again, you see. Read the last part again. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that's the Declaration of Independence. It's the founding of this nation and of this land. And you don't think that applies anymore? Well, it sure as heck does, because it's what created this country. And I don't care how many EIEIOs or this one, that one, or the other ones tells you that that's domestic terrorism. Bull crap. That is what is called being a patriot. That is what is called being a constitutionalist and somebody who believes in the Declaration of Independence. We do not go through all of this to come back and be leveled under the thumb of the Luciferian-controlled banks out of New York and London and Zurich and Riyadh and Beijing. We didn't come all that way to do that. No, no, no. And now they want to arrest Trump. If I was Trump, I would stay in Florida. I would hold DeSantis up to his thing, saying DeSantis would not extradite him and let him come. And I'm going to tell you what, there's already people there waving the flags. There would be 10,000 people to protect like a human moat around Mar-a-Lago. They'd have to come and do it. And then there would also be the state of Florida not allowing the extradition to New York City. And I'll tell you, this is not going to go well. It's not going to go well. You're going to have stuff that's going to happen now that'll be beyond the pale. All the trains are going to Function Junction, you see, at the same time with a Casey Jones clone high on the moonshine and the methamphetamine calling out to the back there, more coal, put on more steam. And yes, young people, locomotives used to be driven by steam. And even the steam locomotives, they used to be able to go up to 120 mile an hour when they came down the hill from the Rocky Mountains. They could put on the coal and be going 120 mile an hour downhill. Oh, I tell you, clickety, clickety, clack. But you're going to also have to be able to understand that you're going to need, just like the old French resistance against the Nazis, okay? You're going to need little hidey holes, little garages, this way or that way, where you got a little extra food, you got another gun and firearm, some ammo, where you got warm clothes, okay? You got to be able to do that. You need a place to go for at least for expedient shelter if it's in your basement or in your garage or in a root cellar to get out of the way in case there is a nuclear war attack. All kinds of interesting things. Papers, pencils, pens. This would be a good one for young people. Oh, I don't know, maybe Road and Track, Little L, or, you know, all kind of different people out there. My old buddy, the young buddy up in Tanana, all right, or all the kids out there, the grandkids out there. You could look it up and say, how do you make your own ink? How do you make an ink? What do you use to make ink? And then you could also say, how do I use a quill, like from a turkey feather, quill, or another bird or fowl, how do I use that to make my own pen? Okay? Wouldn't that be interesting? Or to have a whole box of pencils, you know, like 250 pencils, to have notebooks and water, paper. And also, do you know that there's waterproof paper that you can get, that you can, little notebooks and stuff where you can write on them with a pen, and that they're basically waterproof. You get the rain on them or something. Books of how to do stuff. How to butcher a hog, how to clean a deer, or, you know, or a rabbit, or whatever. How to make that, how to do basic plumbing, basic electricity, electronic circuits, how the basic stuff, how to fix a car. All of the how-to books, the medical books, all right? And then books just that you know, dictionaries, encyclopedias, the maps, as my brother in Oregon is telling me to remind you of, but get the topographical maps. The topographical maps show every portion of the state in detail on multiple pages. And if you look at your own neighborhood, you'll see every pond or little creek or little river or whatever it is you got there. You'll see all of the different things, your streets and everything. You also see the height, the hills, the, you know, the different levels of this or that or the other. Topographical maps. You can go to the bookstore and buy them. Get one for your state, the state next to you, and the two states above, the two states below. And then that way, then you would at least be able to run for the stronghold, wherever that was at, you know, a state away, or go across somewhere into another area or national park or wherever it might be. All that stuff is depicted in the topographical maps. There are also, you can get the atlases, but there are also what are called trucker's atlases. Trucker's atlases are good because they have more detail. They also tell you the heights of the bridges and stuff like that. If you got a truck that you're driving or something, you can't go under a bridge. Or if you got some of the mobile homes, they're too small to go under a bridge, you will tell you the height of that. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to go out tomorrow and get a few more cans of chunky soup, and I think I'll get me some roast beef hash as well, which I tend to favor. And all the people keeping chickens, if you don't keep them yourself or you can't in your area, find somebody who is and trade them back and forth with what you've got. Now's the time to have your seeds and to be thinking about planting, you know, your seeds and getting them in. Some people have already got them in. I know the old tough grandma down there in Florida, she's already got a bunch of potatoes and stuff in. And God bless you. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Provides you medical miracles. And tonight, Lord Jesus, will you go to Bruce? Will you go to Bruce, who is the marshal, the old stagecoach stop, the old good marshal of the stagecoach stop? Lord Jesus, will you go to him? And will you restore him back to health? Get rid of his pneumonia? Don't go to their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your bill of rights, for your business, your home. Stand in the gap against evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology tonight to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. You know where to find them. You know who they are. Bring down your TR-3B or your TR-4. Zap the son of a buck. Use your stuff that is beyond the hypersonics. Bandanga Rangers, I know you're ready. Nicky and the Fool, you're the best by 10, buddy. That 338 you have was ding down the road.